I've made a commitment to develop my commercial skills continuously throughout the month of June. And I've done this in as part of a community. And I've also committed myself to provide evidence that I'm developing my commercial skills by producing one audio boo each day, and it is now 22 midnight. And so if I complete this by midnight, I will be just in time. So here's the point about what I have done today to develop myself commercially. I was having a conversation with somebody today, and it emerged during the conversation that they needed something which I am able to provide. In other words, there was an opportunity for them to use my services. I was interested, willing, and able to provide my services. They had a need, so we had a potential exchange of value here. And I said immediately into the situation, after we'd cleared that, so we knew that there was no ambiguity about it, there was no question of, you know, me needing to say to this person, oh, I could do X, Y, and Z for you, and them say, I'll take that away and consider it. No, this person had already identified what they needed. The timescale existed, so we had cleared all that out of the way. The issue really was going to be about price and commerce. So on this occasion, I said to the person, well, let's be really clear. There's no such thing as free work. So I said, I won't be doing the work for you for free. But you have some things that I want. And I have some things that you want. So we clarified that we both understood. And in fact, to give her due, she said immediately, no, she wasn't interested in me providing my services for free. So there was going to be an exchange. And in fact, we agreed what she would give me and what I would be able to give her. And the satisfaction I have in this, and the new habit I have, is that nothing is free. That's it. In relation to a piece of work that I will do for a business or a company or a cause or a not-for-profit or for, of that type, nothing is free. I will get paid. And what I get paid will be something that I value. And here's the issue. I think it would be it's important to recognize what money really is. Money is a route to buying something. In other words, I can take money from a client, I put it into my bank, and I can use it to pay electricity. So some clients pay for my electricity, some clients pay for my petrol, some clients pay for my car, some clients pay for the reserve fund that I'm building up in order to pay for, oh, I better not be too frivolous, to pay for something that I don't yet know what it is, etc., etc. In other words, clients pay money, but money is actually for something, and it helps to have a very clear picture in my head that the person is paying me in tangible things that I value rather than abstract things like money. So I always convert contracts that people are making me with me into, oh, this is my new MacBook Pro, I'm just agreeing to get it, right? So stuff like that is going on. In this particular case today, I was gaining shares that are in short supply and that will have a market value, I feel confident. So it isn't, I'm not getting cash, but cash isn't what I wanted. I came across a unique opportunity that I had never come across before in my life to own shares in an orchard. And that's another story in its own right, but it appealed to me for various reasons, and I was able to say to the client, you're paying me something which will be there for my daughter. And to me, this is good, because I need to practice saying to people, I don't do any work for free. Now, there are other things I do for free. Like I have a cup of coffee and I chat to people about what they're doing and how they're doing it. And I don't charge for cups of coffee that I have with people. I don't charge for writing that I put out there. I don't charge people to listen to my audio booze. So I actually do spend a large amount, or I don't charge people to read my tweets. In fact, there is a business model that says that I should pay people to read my tweets. And that's another story. I'll talk about that on another occasion. But I've just come across a very interesting business paradigm, in case you're interested. Just listen to a webinar this evening, which turns some of the traditional thinking on its head. But back to the key point in this audio boo is the value of being totally clear that you're contracting for something and what you're going to get out of that contract, and making sure that there is a resilient exchange of value. In other words, that you're actually getting enough from the client for the work to make it absolutely worth your while doing the work, and that the client is getting, well, in my case, I will always try to deliver more to the client than the client expects. But there we are. That's it. It's close to midnight, and I will just load this up, and it's, I think, number 5 in a series which will carry on, 30 in all, which are devoted to developing commercial skills, and go under the hashtag on Twitter as Better Commerce. And thank you very much for listening, and I will be delighted if somebody picks up on some of the themes this particular audio boo, or any part of the series. Bye-bye.